Great jobs are hard to find. Since every job has its downsides, how will you know when you are in a great one? What are some of the signs to help you determine that, yes, you're in a great job right now?
Well, I can recognize two of the many signs that are proving that you are having a great job. Number one is you are happy, relaxed, or excited on Sunday evenings and Monday mornings. That means you're always prepared to take on the jobs. And also, you can't imagine doing anything else. I think those two items apply to me. I really can't imagine doing anything else in my life, probably because I don't know what to do with my life. But yeah, I could identify with these two parts, with these two points.
What about you, Jessica?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm more greedy. I can definitely imagine myself doing other things, but I love my job currently. And on Sunday nights, you know, on Monday mornings, I definitely don't dread coming here. I like coming here. I like coming to work. So I'm very happy that I get to experience a job where I don't dread it every Sunday night, because I feel like that would just be so difficult to kind of understand. How about you? You're not thinking about leaving, are you, He Yang?
I am not. I am not. And I think there are some signs that I can sort of relate to. One is that you feel like your boss appreciates you. Mm. I'd actually expand that notion a bit more. That is, you feel like you've been appreciated at work, meaning that you receive satisfaction from your work. And I think that is possibly the most important driving force that keeps me going.
Because you're one of these lucky ones to be able to be appreciated for the job you do.
Yeah,
by our boss, or even by the work itself.
Yeah, and you know, by the comments that you send in, our listeners.
Oh, that's true.
World. and you know, sending in the voice questions that we do like. But certainly, I think these days, when the busy working professional in mainly cities, I guess I can think about, we spend so much time at work, possibly even more time with your coworkers than with your loved one at home.
Exactly.
And if you're spending so much time at work, then you would want work to be reasonably fulfilling and makes you happy. So that's the part that I think is actually kind of important for us to kind of identify, oh, this is a great job and it's working for me.
Mm-hmm. But there are also some signs that you should wait for. I mean, those signs wouldn't come to you until you are somewhat later in your career. For instance, you have sponsors throughout the organization. I mean, when you have to make a decision, when you have to need someone to help you, these things don't come automatically. Imagine you're a new guy coming to an organization or institution. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for someone to be ready to come to your aid, and you have to cultivate that friendly relationship with those around you, and this could take some time. So if you're waiting for that sign, you might as well just have to work hard for that.
Yes, and other things that take time, for example, are the flexibility in your job to, you know, let you go out and take care of personal matters if you have to, like a doctor's appointment or, you know, anything that has to be scheduled during the day. That's not usually something you can do right off the bat and right at the beginning of a job that you've just started. But, you know, as you grow in a job that you have, once you see that you have supporters, that your boss gives you appreciation or your coworkers around you, and that you can, you know, have some leeway to take care of things in your personal life, and that you don't dread going in, you know, the Sunday before you work. It
yeah.
seems like you've got a great job going for you, even no matter the payment. It seems like I would
yeah.
rather, that's the big question, right?
Yeah.
If you have a job that's really high pay, but, you know, is a terrible working experience, or a really low pay and a wonderful working experience, what would you choose?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
And also the ultimate sign that we should look for is, do you feel empowered to make difficult decisions if they are right for your company? I mean, that would happen much, much later in your career when you've reached a certain position, when you have gained support from your coworkers and also your boss. And until then, and not until then, we will be able to make that difficult decision, I believe.
Yeah, well, certainly empowerment is something we all want to feel and obtain, I think, in life. And when you do, it feels great. And apparently, if you do it from work, then you are in an awesome job.